what is the object of taking AM radio out of the new EV cars? I'm not planning to get a new EV car, but what's the reasoning behind it?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, and this is something that the different broadcasters associations have really been in on and lobbying for, so against, I should say. So what's happening is the technology of electric vehicles makes it difficult to receive AM because they have, between the electric motors are very noisy in an RF sense of things, and AM being susceptible to that. Now, with modern technology and software-defined radio, there are ways around it. It's not that complicated. And here's the thing, in a modern car, your radio is going to be more or less software-defined, meaning it's basically a computer that can take the signals in, it processes it, and then sound comes out. So as opposed to like a traditional radio with, you know, resistors and capacitors and all that sort of thing, a lot of these newer radios are more software-defined. You know, they're basically like a computer chip. So they want to take this out because they don't want to have the hassle, is what they say. They say they don't want the hassle of having the AM, so they're just going to have an FM receiver. Here's the thing, and then the background to some of this is, one, you have a pressure from these streaming companies. You have the Pandoras of the world, the Spotifys. They would like you to pay to stream things in your vehicle. So okay, they're putting pressure on the automotive industry. And then the other thing is, and we can't discount the fact that there's a lot of conservative programming on the AM band, and well, there are some people who don't like that. So another reason to get rid of AM in some people's world, and that's something that we can't necessarily overlook. But the main thing is AM is the backbone for a lot of communication and emergency communication. And the other fact of the matter is there's no other way to reach such a wide audience. There's no other technology that exists. And the companies, the automotive companies say, well, you can just stream the station. And I'm like, okay, drive down into Craig County and try to get a cell signal.
Yeah.
Try that.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to work. You're not going to be able to do that. And these people are very out of touch in the automotive world for especially the middle part of the country. I've long said that FM is for cities and AM is for everything else. Because there's no other technology that allows us to communicate with you in this form. It's a low-tech, yes, I grant it is a low-tech medium, but also a manual rain gauge is a very low-tech medium, you know? But but manual rain gauges are actually far more accurate than the electronic ones. So, you know, that's one correlation I have. But, you know, that this is the thing, and, you know, this is what we have to tell the story of AM radio. Because unfortunately, you have some large, you know, radio corporations who have run these stations automated, and they're not providing a good local service. And that is a disservice here. We at, you know, KGGF are rabid about providing that local service, and that is why we have, you know, 7 hours of local programming every morning, and then, you know, 24 hours, you know, newscasts and that sort of thing throughout the day, and we're always covering this stuff for you. But, you know, they are trying to take this out of vehicles. Ford has announced, in addition, some of their traditional internal combustion engines, the vehicles, they're just taking it out. And they're trying to push radio in general and AM to the back burner. And the National Association of Broadcasters, the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, are trying to put a stop to that because this is a public service. When all else fails, radio is there. And, you know, not all radio stations, unfortunately, anymore are taking up that mantle. But if you're in the four-state area, I mean, I get up in the morning at 1:30 to come over here to do severe weather coverage for you. And and this is, you know, it's deeply personal. You know, I am.
We appreciate all that, too.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm a strong defender of, you know, of AM radio. And I know you depend on it.
Yes, I do. I'm 79 years old. I grew up in northern South Dakota, and as far back on a farm, as far back as I can remember, we had like local radio stations, you know, like you guys here. And my parents always had it on. I mean, as far as I remember local programming, and, you know, the radio was on all day. We didn't even have a television until I was in the eighth grade. So. But in the same way, you know, now, I mean, even before I get up, I turn on KGGF, you know. know, to listen. And I would be lost. To me, it sounds like that's just another one of our freedoms they want to take away, is what it sounds like to me.
Well, and here's the thing, you know, this is a service that is free. And see, that's the thing. There's people who, they want to make an extra buck off of, you know, people sitting there in the car. And everyone wants their piece of the pie, and I understand that.
Sure.
But, you know, this is, and it's not like this is a cheap operation here. I mean, we've got a lot of people to pay, and we have, you know, a lot of equipment to maintain, a lot of very specialized equipment.
And so,
you know, we do this, I mean... On the announcer side of thing, we do this because we love it, and we do that. You know, this is something that we think it's a public service, and a lot of those, you know, that's why, you know, when podcasters can, you know, they do some good, but when you need them, they're, you know, it's a time delay medium. You know, nothing can connect with listeners like radio, and AM radio can, there's no other technology to cover such a wide area. So that's you know, kind of the gist of it here. But, you know, that's why we need to tell the story. And that's why I appreciate you calling in, because I know a lot of people listen and don't call in. But we need to get these voices, you know, on the air, like yourself. And so I appreciate you calling in and telling us that you depend on it, because it's important to tell the story.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, I'm 79. AM radio has been a part of my life as far back as I can remember, you know, and it's just, I would be lost if my radio died. I'd have to run right out and get another one, you know, because I depend on it. So, you know, I live by myself, so my husband passed away about a year and a half ago, and you're the people I listen to. And I mean, my husband and I listen to you too, you know, every day. Most of the day, but hey, I'm all for keeping AM radio. You got my vote.
Hey, well, thank you so much. I do appreciate you calling in, and we are not gonna go down without a fight. You know, we're not planning on going anywhere. And you know, the great thing is the owners of the station believe so much in AM radio, and I can't say, you know, anything better. That we are gonna fight this. We are gonna make sure that we're here, and we're not going anywhere. We are investing heavily in AM radio, because I think there's a future in it.
Yeah, I do too, and I appreciate your explanation, because, like I said, I heard a blip somewhere the other day, and then I heard, you know, John Leonard again this morning, and I thought, I don't even know what the object, why they're trying to take this away, such a basic American thing. You know?
Yeah, so there's some legislation aimed at making automotive manufacturers have AM radio available in cars, AM and FM. This is a federally licensed service, so it would kind of make sense. And, you know, I'm not always the first person for more regulations, but this is something that we're definitely behind. You know, we need to tell the story, like I said, and I thank you for calling in. And this is not the last time we're going to talk about it, so we're going to keep the conversation going.
I appreciate your information, and, you know, to me, AM radio is the lifeblood of America. So, especially, you know, I've always lived in the Midwest, so thank you for your time and your explanation to me on that.
All right, I like it. Thank you so much. AM radio, the lifeblood of America. We're gonna use that one. All right,
okay.
Hey, you have a good one. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. And yeah, we're going to keep this discussion going, because it is a super important one, because I know a lot of everyone, you know, so many people depend on the radio, so many people listen to it every day, and this technology is the only way that we can connect with such a wide, wide, wide coverage area. We can't do it with FM. There is no way to do this with FM radio. We'd have to have like 25 FM radio stations to cover.
It's true. It's absolutely. And of course, you know, I work over on US 98, and I love that station. But we reach five states here: Northern Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas, you know, Oklahoma. And the older I get, the more I realize just how much AM radio is needed and how much it's just necessary.
Yes.
It's just absolutely necessary. And to your point, we don't do this because we want to be rich and famous and be stars on the radio. No. We do this because we provide a service, and we want to provide accurate information, timely information, whether it's news, severe weather coverage, even if it's just doing what we do, this jocularity, as MASH would say. But you know, it's to be a friendly voice when you may not have one, but also be news, provide information as well.
Yeah, it's about entertainment. It's about providing that news and information, because not everyone has time to sit down and read something on a newspaper on their phone, watch a TV newscast. We can be with you in the car, in your tractor, you know, if you're driving around, taking care of cattle, whatever you're doing, we can be with you on that. And that is our absolute goal, to strive to provide you the best information that we possibly can. So
I was a musician for 7 years, okay, in Nashville. I'm in my 24th year of being on the radio. And it's not because I'm going to be anything like that, but because it is. It's something that I absolutely enjoy doing. And, you know, 31 years now, I've either been in music or talking about news, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Absolutely. Well, hey, you know, we appreciate everyone out there listening, and we're going to continue this discussion on the importance of AM radio, because it's a topic that we need to keep talking, keep sharing, and tell that story. So with that, we're going to be back here in just a few moments with a look at our dining guide on the mighty 690 KGGF.